Let's check in now with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. An Indiana congressman says he wishes he would have chosen different analogies in a speech where he used a lynching metaphor to describe Tea Party policies he said would turn minorities into second-class citizens. Democrat Andre Carson made the remarks last week at a Black Caucus-sponsored event in Miami, arguing that some Tea Party politicians are trying to block the economic advancement of blacks and other minorities. Carson said Wednesday that while he wishes he would have chosen different analogies in his speech, he would not have changed its substance. He says his message is that the Tea Party movement includes some extremist elements. Most of those who testified at a Marion County Election Board hearing Wednesday did so in support of early satellite voting centers. They liked the convenience and expect satellite locations would bring out more voters. Julia Vaughn of Common Cause Indiana says the traffic and lack of parking near the city-county building makes it an unattractive option for many people wanting to vote early.
There are folks in this city who would rather poke themselves in the eye with a sharp stick than come downtown. I don't understand that mentality, but there are folks like that who simply, because of where this building is located, have no interest in participating in that way.
Democrats favor opening up more locations. Republicans don't like what they say would be the $50,000 price tag for that. And they do need to agree. State law allows just one early voting center, but to change that, the bipartisan election board must unanimously vote for satellite centers. The Howard County Republican Party chairman says he's worried that a fundraiser today for Senator Richard Lugar may siphon money from a mayoral candidate. Craig Dunn says he's concerned that Lugar's event in Kokomo could hurt fundraising efforts by Kokomo mayoral candidate Scott Kern. Dunn is supporting State Treasurer Richard Murdoch's attempt to defeat Lugar in next year's GOP primary. Lugar's political director says the senator's visit will help strengthen fundraising efforts for local candidates by drawing out more supporters. People visiting Monument Circle this weekend will have a unique opportunity to check out a historic piece of art. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
The newly refurbished bronze statue Victory will be on street level display this Labor Day weekend. Starting Friday morning, the statue will be on view until it's hoisted back to its place on top of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument September 6th. The statue will be housed in a cage that will secure it while it's being raised. Victory was publicly unveiled September 5th, 1893, in celebration of a national Civil War reunion. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
The entryway to the Indianapolis Zoo will get a new look, and the gift shop will be expanded. Work starts this month on the project, which will allow visitors to get in and out more easily. Automated ticketing and a new information station are planned. The work should be done by the end of the year. And the new Athletics and Recreation Center at the University of Indianapolis will be dedicated this evening. The 90,000-square-foot sports field and multi-purpose area will serve as an indoor practice field for the NFC Championship team ahead of next year's Super Bowl. WFYI weather today and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs near 99. Tonight mostly clear, low 74. Saturday mostly sunny with isolated showers and storms, high 93. Sunday, partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and storms, high 82. And then for Monday, Labor Day, sunny with a high of 76. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34 now on this Thursday morning. In sports, the Colts finish off the preseason tonight.